the interests of this nation. Not just the interests of Muslims, but the interests of this nation. And with the little that they have, they're going to be planning to make a contribution to America that will make it a better America for us all. They'll be working to see America healthier and more productive. Not just for the Muslim people, but for all the people of this country. Now, God gave us a religion that our prophet presented as a religion that is established upon five essentials, or five structures. The fifth of these structures is what we call the Hajj, pilgrimage or visit to the ancient house, the sacred precincts in Mecca. The house built by Abraham and his son, peace be upon them. This Hajj is a sign. The future of Muslim Americans will be well served when we serve the future of humanity. That's what God evolved us for. That's what God has brought us out of the world of darkness for. When we go to Hajj, we see that attraction there under God, drawing us all together, bringing us all together as nations. Nations differing ideologically or politically, but agreeing in the worship of God. We see colors differing. See people of all colors, of all racial and national origins, gathering there with their racial distinctions, with their national distinctions, with their cultural distinctions, but agreeing as worshipers of the one Creator, the Lord of the heavens and earth. Coming there upon faith, honesty, decency, industry, yes, business is an interest of the Hajj. Wealth is an interest of the Hajj. And we depend on those of better means and more means or greater means to share with those of less means. So we see their industry. We expect their fairness and we expect peace, don't we? Isn't that a sign of what Allah wants the world to be? A world where all people live in one big living room called Earth. All as equal dependence of God, the Lord Creator, who formed us all, made it possible for us all. And all supporting the finest ideas, the noblest ideas, the purest intentions that man can have. Striving to be man at his best under God. That's the world Allah wants for us. The Hajj is a sign of it. We know we are all Muslims that go there, but we are not all of the same race. We're not all of the same nationality. We're not all of the same sex. But when we go there, we get a respect. We have to recognize the respect that we do there that many of us don't recognize when we come back home or didn't recognize while we were at home. That not true? There you cannot tell a black man to get behind you if you're white. You cannot say to a black man, hey black fella, wait for me and my family to go, and then you come. You can't do that. Even though it be in your heart so strong to say that to him, you can't do it. And the man can't say to sister, you're not supposed to step in front of me in the Hajj rituals. Though he probably want to say it to her. He can't say it. He has her rights in the Hajj, and he has his rights in the Hajj. If you want to come there and put her baggage in his space area. Longest space was there, he can't say a thing. He can't say, well, you're too close to me with your baggage. Can you move him over there a little bit? He can't say that. He got no authority there to say that. If he gets an authority, she gives it up to him. She said, okay, okay, you want this space, I give it to you. I give it to you. She'll have to give it to him. No law there to give it to him. That is the beautiful picture that God wants for all the earth. For all the earth.
Okay.
Where we can go to sleep at night and leave our Rolex watch. Rolex watch. Leave it right there on the sand and go to sleep.
Go ahead.
Now, some of you might think you can't do that. You can do that. I took my watch over there, and I'm kind of absent-minded when it comes to certain things. I get my mind on the rituals, and I forget my own belongings. I lost my watch over there once, got it back. I lost my wallet over there once, got it back. Everything back. I had a book that I prided, a special book for me. I didn't want to lose it. It got out of my hand. I didn't know where it was. Before I left there, somebody brought it to me and gave it. This is yours, Brother Muhammad. They gave it back to me. I lost my witness. I don't know about you all. I lost my witness. I have never lost anything on heart. They told me there was scorpions in the sand on the desert where I slept overnight with nothing over me, nothing to protect me. And I slept peacefully. Now, they showed me that in one of these hotels in the United States. Or if I went out in one of these parks in Chicago, and they told me before I got ready, they said, you know, scorpions out here. I would got right back up. No, into the car I would have gone and been watching to see if one was jumping in the door before I closed. Closed that door and I'd been gone in that area. But when people give their hearts and their souls and their trust to God,
yeah,
and they're sincere,
yeah,
God will do the rest. Don't ever underestimate the presence,
right,
the reality,
right,
the presence and might of God. Don't ever underestimate it. He's as much here today, more here today in this room,
yes,
than anything else is here.
Yeah.
God, I know that. Yes. And wherever you go, he's as much there as anything you can think of. He's more present than anything else you can think of. That's God. And knows everything before it occurs. Knows everything. I'm a witness. God knows everything before it occurs. And God is God. Yes, God is God. You know, I think this is what a lot of me, I'm getting ready to close down. Because I know they're ready now. They warmed up real good. I think this is what God means in the Quran when he says to the prophet and to us too, he is closer to you than your own jugular vein. Closer to you than the jugular vein in your neck. That's God. You know, I talked to some Muslims who think they're Muslim theologians or scholars, and they kind of brush aside, even with disgust on their face, the idea that Allah is with me personally.
Yeah.
They think that sounds Christian.
Yeah.
That I say Allah is with me personally.
Right.
With me while I talk.
Yeah.
With me while I walk.
Yeah.
With me while I sleep.
Yeah.
And will be with me when I die and when I'm dead. Lack of faith is addressed when Allah says, and if you want to know how I am, I'm as my true worshippers see me. God didn't say I'm as the scholars. God didn't say you know the wise man who led Moses? I mean, he saw me. Oh, do you know Moses and he went up in the mount?
Yeah.
I mean, Moses saw me when he was up in the mount.
Yeah.
Not to say that, I mean, as Abraham saw me when he finally was satisfied in his soul. He said, I'm as my worshippers, my common worshippers, all their worshippers,
yeah,
see me. Because they are innocent. See, when you get so much knowledge, you can't believe that God is God alone. You think you God with him. And when we get so much power, we can't believe that God has all the power. We think we have some of it too. So if some of us down here with the masses ask that person, well, tell me, describe God to me, they're not going to give you a true report because they don't want you to have that access to the power. I thank God that no one blocked my access. Now, I refuse to accept anybody getting in the way of me and my God. And our prophet says, that the one who wrongs and wants to plead to God, wants to bring his case to God, there's not even as much as a sin petition is between that person and his God. No, God doesn't accept that even a curtain be separated, be a separation between you, that person and God, that innocent person and God. Oh, yes. Then my servants ask about me. Tell them I'm always near. So maybe there are people, and many of them, in the white race, that will laugh at what I've said today and say, oh, he's dreaming. They'll never have a share in the power and future of this country. Well, I'm claiming what your truthful or your lying father promised me. I'm claiming it. Now, I think they were truthful, but if you want to say they're liars, that's up to you, Mr. White Man and Mr. Black Man, but I'm claiming it. Thank you very much. I pray to God for guidance and a bigger share of the world. Amen.
Last night, we stated that we have faith and trust in Allah, and this is the proof. I have an announcement, very important. A BMW Mississippi license plate. That's where I'm claiming my state. That's the state I'm from, Mississippi. They're going to tow your car away because you're blocking someone. HWH371, you better run. Because you're blocking someone. BMW, Mississippi. They used to say Miss Mississippi, but now it's Mississippi. So please move your car. We have 15 minutes for questions. Anyone who want to ask Imam David Dean Muhammad some questions? Wait now, before we jump up now. We're going to have order. We're going to have order. You ask your questions, no statements. Questions, no statements.
That's right.
Questions. When he answers your questions, no rebuttal. Give somebody else a chance in 15 minutes, right? That's the proper way you do it. Yes, sir.
Let me say this, Brother Imam.
Yes, sir.
A question sometimes can be in the form of a statement.
Yes, sir.
So their question may be a statement, you know. They may be addressing something I said, and they may state something the way they want to say it in opposition to what I said.
Yes,
that's perfectly all right with me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's my leader.
Yes. Who's first there?
This fellow right here.
This fellow, yes, sir. Can you...
I
want everybody to hear you. So, can you get a mic or something? Is there a mic you can give, brother?
Oh, nice. Brother, come up a little closer.
Yeah, come.
Right here.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, ma'am, when you say in the Holy Quran that obey those in authority over you, would that refer to your position?
Yes, it says obey God and His apostle and those you trust. You entrusted with authority. That means your leaders that you accepted to be your leaders. Yes, and that would include me. Yes.
Yes. Make dua to Allah that He bless you to be the first Khalifa.
I got the question. Well, when I see what happened to the Khalifas immediately. No, believe me, that it may sound humorous, but this is not intended to humor you. When I look at what happened to the Khalifas immediately after our holy prophet and leader left us. When I looked and see what happened to them, I think it must have been a big misunderstanding in the idea or in the perception of Khalifa. That's what I think. I think the Muslim world had a misperception when it comes to the idea of Khalifa. But if you want to say that, do I accept that you promote me being a leader for all Muslims of the world? Go ahead with full force. I think I can feel the bill. And that's no joke. I'm not asking people to do that now. But anyone who wants to do that, you have my approval and my prayers. Yes. Allahu Akbar.
Well, ma'am, I have a question about the issue of religion in the country.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of communities, there are a lot of brothers who are thinking on second wives, and what they're really doing is committing adultery and destroying a lot of innocent families.
Mm-hmm.
There's disagreement in the community. Some believers say that we should shun them, and other believers say that we should embrace them as believers, and that's between them and the law. How do you suggest the community handle that?
Well, there's no way to have a sister sexually, for our sexual pleasure, without having her as a wife. That's my knowledge in Islam. We cannot have her sexually unless she is our wife, according to the law or the teachings of the law of the Quran. She has to be our wife. Now, to have more than one, there are qualifications that you have to meet. And if you read the Quran, you will see those qualifications. There's no mystery. There's no mystery. The qualifications are there. Now, if any sister accepts an involvement with a brother, knowing he has already another sister as a wife, that burden is on her before it's on us. We're supposed to come to her rescue, not go looking for her to tell her she has a problem. She's supposed to know herself she has a problem. So if sisters will give themselves to such relationships, I don't think we should be hunting the brother down. But, in my opinion, if you don't marry according to the Quran, every woman that you say you're with sexually, and give each one of them the respect that they're due according to the teachings of the Quran, the protection and the honor that they are due according to the teaching of the Quran. If you don't do that, and you have them just as girlfriends, and you are not their protector, you are not their maintainer, you don't provide for their needs, then in my opinion, such brother and such sister that tolerates that should be ostracized. I said in my opinion. I wouldn't sit by them. If they were over there, I'd sit over here somewhere. Yes, the next one.
Wait a minute, brother. You go first. What did I say?
Listen, ma'am, I don't have no questions. But I do want to let you know how much I love you.
Thank you.
I know what you're talking about. And I got what you got. Allah.
Oh, pray be to Allah. Thank you.
And I ain't got no doubt about Allah being God. I ain't got no doubt of what I read in the Quran because I know it's the truth.
Pray
and
be to Allah.
You for your wisdom.
Thank you.
Muhammad from Afghanistan. So Tala told me, tell you she's sick and she wants you to pray for her. She was unable to make it. She can't get around like she used to no more. But she loved you and told me to give you the greeting.
Oh, alaikum as-salam. What's her name again?
And I'm happy to be here. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you.
Alaikum as-salam. I want the name. Allahu Akbar.
Brother, you know me?
Yes. No, the sister. Talaha. Sister Talaha.
No, she used to ride in me.
Yes.
Sister
Talaha, all right, I got it.
Yeah, I
used to. Yes. I do remember seeing the two of you again. That's right. You be sure and return the greetings.
Prayerful.
I will. I most certainly will.
All right.
Yes, sir. All right. Wa alaikum assalam. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Yes.
Ma'am, I know you have spoke on marriage and community before, but I'm from the Baton Rouge community. We modeled marriage day. We just got it together, and we have a lot of single brothers in the community. And then we've been, working on trying to get a lot of the other marriage day about getting brothers married. And I would appreciate it, next time in some of your previous presentation, if you would speak on it. The importance of, marriage in the community so that, we can, get the single brothers and sisters, because one of the sisters from Oklahoma only was trying to get us together, myself and another sister way from Dallas, Texas, responsible, she could speak on the urgency of, marriage and family life.
Thank you. I thank you for that. I will make a note of that, and I will be speaking on the importance of marriage for the Muslim community in the very near future. Yes.
Wa alaikum as-salam. My name is Shahid. My question is, I've been told that it's spooky for me to believe situations in the Quran when Allah says that He commanded Moses to strike the sea and apply it, and that Jesus, He spoke in the cradle. Allah says this in the Quran, and I know there are signs and things that Allah says.
Yes.
But I believe this base. I believe the base of it.
Yes.
The question is this a wrong understanding of the Quran, and is this spooky thinking for me to believe it?
Yes. No. Everything in the Quran is pure and perfect. Whatever it says is pure and perfect. It says that Jesus spoke, peace be upon him, while he was in the cradle. He did that. It said that God ordered Moses to take his staff and to strike the water. The waters parted. He did that. Yes. Right. Pure and perfect. Now, God will bless us with insight, and whoever he chooses to bless with insight, he will bless them with insight and more understanding of that.
Yes, sir.
But we are not to say anything in the Quran is incorrect the way it is given. It is correct exactly as it is given. Allahu Akbar.
I want to ask you a question more on a personal nature. I work in a public school, I'm a teacher of my faith, and in keeping with the Quran tells us to not take part in interest and do not pay interest. In the school system, they take money from teachers and call that teacher retirement, and they pay us interest on that.
Yes.
We don't have a choice in that. I want to know, what is the correct thing to do?
Yes. Well, the first thing we should understand, understand an obligation. We should understand an obligation and our circumstances. Understand an obligation and our circumstances. Because Allah says also, do not eat pork, pig, flesh of the swine. But Allah says, do in the Quran, unless it is to save your life. So if my life is threatened, who knows? Maybe some in those days, and maybe it could happen, getting to fall in the wrong, fall in the wrong circumstances in America today. That some person who hates your religion so much that they will kidnap you, lock you up, starve you, and say you ain't gonna, if you gonna, well, die, sucker. If you don't eat this pork, you gotta get nothing else. Die then. So Allah permits us to eat the pork. But if we start eating the pork and enjoying it, and tell them to bring us a second helping. Then the punishment comes. Then the punishment comes. But as long as it's to save our life, it's not. If you have no desire to take interest, I say to you, get your money and get whatever your money has earned. Take it. It's yours. And you have committed no crime. You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have not so much a question, but I'm a Christian.
Yes.
And I was invited by Rashida Muhammad, and I'm from Union Springs, Alabama.
Yes.
My name is Jeffrey Williams.
All right.
And
well, we're happy to have you here today.
Thanks. And you know, me and her become friends.
Yes.
And we talk, and I tell you, I go in a store and in a shop, and we get to talk about the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
and we get to think about the things that that make for peace. We talk about our unity in the faith, and all the things that you hit on. I hope that all Muslims really grasp that in their heart and not just in their mind.
I hope so too.
And not only Muslims, but Christians also.
Yes.
Because if we focus on God,
mm-hmm.
which is the source and supply,
yes.
and we focus on Him,
mm-hmm.
and not only just
right.
for the pointing the finger in the
right, right.
become servants of God and not just wishes and with our mouth.
That's right.
So in my Bible it says, with your mouth you worship me, but with your heart are far from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about that scripture that says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul,
yeah.
and strength.
Yeah.
And how do you love your brother?
Yeah,
how could a man say that he loved God whom he has not seen and hate his brother whom he has seen?
That's right.
And love not in word, but in deed
yeah.
and in truth.
That's true.
And those are the things that you talked about. And I hope we go back to our community and where we came from. And let's just do what the Word says. Do what your Quran says.
Praise be to Allah.
I'll do what my Bible says.
Yeah.
And we'll walk in peace and love and
that's right.
I think that's what God is here.
You know, God sends us help. His presence here today is help to us. That's the way I see your presence here today, brother. That's help to us.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Walaikum assalam. This will be the last one, though.
Yes, sir. It was a great honor to work security when you were in Detroit.
Yes.
Be security for your personal family in Detroit. I consider that a great honor.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Brother Imam Clement Al-Amin and A.J. Bree and everyone here. So that was a great honor. I've been in the community since 1973. And when he took leadership in 75, Allah blessed me to make the transition.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord, I'll get out of the league. I would just like for you to just maybe comment on how people would be shifting through the community to hold down good brothers and sisters. You referred to them as the Jacobites at one time.